Social Jungle.
What's up, everybody? This is Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Started you guys off there with Vista Kicks with their song Marceline off of their album Chasing Waves, new band I've been getting into, and a very fun song to set the tone for this show. Sort of your typical fast-paced, a lot of math rock type stuff today. You know how it is with me when it gets dark out, you know, start listening to that type of stuff. But some softer stuff in the second half of this show. And a special part about this show, if you haven't noticed yet, is that it's only me this week. So my partner Zane is out doing an econ project with some econ boys. You know, I'm not about that not about that numbers lifestyle. I just read a lot. So I am here in Studio A spinning some tunes all alone. So if you're out there and you're listening, if you saw my Instagram story or anything like that, please call in 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Could use someone to talk to. Maybe you can recommend a song. And if I like it, I'll play it on air. And if I don't like it, I'll play it on air too. You know, it's your choice. But yeah, so probably I'll check in a few more minutes. But thank you all for tuning in. And yeah, let's get back to the music.
Heard my disbelief. The New Haven expose confirmed they caught a killer. Well, I caught a chill when the newsprint said the gunman.
From your funeral. desperate wishing to be over. We'll be right back.
What's up, everybody? Just want to get you caught up with the music I was playing since I last checked in. Had Intuit over it with The Shaking of Leaves. That's Evan Wise, solo act. And I also have a song coming up later with a collab band, Pet Symmetry, that he also fronted. Usually try to stick to just one artist, one song per artist per show, but I guess I'm fudging the rules a little bit. But anyways, it was Intuit over it with The Shaking of Leaves. Then was The Hotelier with his song Your Deep Rest. Pretty sure he's from Worcester, actually, so a local artist. Felt a little angry, so played that one. Then it was Soft Cough with Sea Dogs and Pyrite. Nico Yarian with You Belong to Me, and right now is a little instrumental song from Standards called Kale and Strawberries, which sounds like it would make a pretty good smoothie. Actually, no, I don't think that, because kale is kind of gross. I'm not a big kale fan. If you have any good kale recipes, feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Song recommendations, chat with me, do whatever. Make the show a little bit more interesting. This song is about to end. The next one coming up is EpiPen Pals by Dry Jacket. And then I have a lot more good stuff for you guys coming up. So thank you for tuning in, and I will check in soon.
Being good on WMFO in Medford. If you're a freeform loving latte sipping New York Times reading Volvo driving godless libero defeatocrat, you might want to thank WMFO for 40 years of corrupting your soul by sending a donation to http://www.wmfo.org. support.wmfo.org, or mail a check made out to the trustees of Tufts College to this address: WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Of course, you might wind up in hell, but it's your choice. Going to heaven or supporting WMFO by going to http://support.wmfo. God is love.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land. Only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thank you all for sticking with me. It's past 37 minutes so far in today's show. Last time I talked to you all, you heard Standards with their song Kale and Strawberries. Then it was Dry Jacket with EpiPen Pals. Probably the funniest song title I have on today's show. Then it was Just Friends with their song Faucet off their most recent album, Nothing But Love, an album I've actually grown to like a lot more than my original thoughts on it was that I didn't like it very much, but I've listened to it a little bit more and I actually love it. Faucet being one of my favorite songs off that record. I love the big trumpet fan. Any song with trumpet or trombone or whatever that instrument is, I'm a big fan. So send me some good trumpet song recommendations. Then it was Pet Sematary with a detailed and poetic physical threat to the person who intentionally vandalized my 1994 Dodge Intrepid behind Kate's apartment. I've actually been playing that song a lot lately. Even though I try to mix songs up a little bit, I've been playing that one on like the past three shows that I've DJed. Just because I really like that song. I think it's an awesome song. And if you disagree, I'm sorry. Anyways, I've got the Celtics game on here in Studio A. Can't do play-by-play or else I'll get arrested. But just want to know people's thoughts on Gordon Hayward. I saw one of my friends post a Snapchat story after a Celtics loss a couple weeks ago saying he was ready to get rid of Hayward. And he can't believe we pay X million dollars a year or whatever it is for 11 points a game. And I have to say I was pretty surprised by that take. You know, you got to give the guy time to get healthy after his injury, and he's looked pretty good these past games. I think he put up 15-5-5 against the Raptors. That was a pretty good game. Actually, I should say 15-5-5-5. I think he had 5 steals. But yeah, we're playing the Hornets right now. We're down a pretty significant amount, and if it's another loss, I'm going to be really upset because Patriots lost, Celtics keep losing. We've been getting wiped by the Jazz. So I don't know. Maybe people are angry that I'm complaining as a Boston sports fan because I'm not allowed to do that. But yeah, I don't know. Celtics looking a little herky jerky to start the season off. But I don't know. Anyways, that was your sports takes for the day. I would give Jumbo sports takes, but I don't know. I should leave that to our JumboCast show, which would be on this Friday, but I don't think anybody's going to be here, so I gave it up to be taken by anybody. So you're going to just have to check the internet for your tough sports fix this week. I do know that men's soccer won, and that's sort of the big story in Jumbo sports. But anyways, filling you guys in on the songs you heard so far, going to play a few more, sort of changing the vibe up a little bit if I'm reading this list correctly, sort of some softer stuff to finish the show out. Again, thank you all for tuning in. It is 7:40. 855-915-WMFO is the line to call if you want to talk. But I hope you all are having a great night, and I hope you all are enjoying the music, and I've got a few more for you. So buckle in and enjoy the ride, as I say. So, yeah.
Don't sing love songs, you wake my mother, she's sleeping here, right by my side, and in her right hand, a silver dagger, she says that
She's a black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat those evil machines. I know she can beat them. Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you.
We'll be right back. not sure if I don't believe in a God or if he doesn't believe it.
What's up, everybody? This is the end of Entry Level Hipster Garbage on WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Massachusetts. This song is like 7 minutes long, so it'll take us right to the end of the show. Just to catch you up on what you heard, it was Fleet Foxes with their song, their new song that's actually an old song, Silver Dagger, that came out on that huge release they just had of all the songs they recorded from 2006 to 2009. So check that album out. It's like 2 hours long and it's all awesome because I love Fleet Foxes. Then it was The Flaming Lips early 2000s band with Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots Part 1. It's a funny song. I just love that song. Then Retirement Party, a band I had never heard of until today, with Meet Me in Montauk, off their EP Strictly Speaking. And right now is Yvette Young with A Map, A String, A Light, off of her EP called Acoustics. Cool song, long song, and it'll take us to the end of the show. So thank you all for tuning in. As always, I will be back in 2 weeks, which is, that's not December yet, is it? No, okay, we're good. I thought next time I was going to be back was in December. But I'll be back in 2 weeks, same time, same place. Please tune in, and I hope you all have a wonderful week. Have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the break from school. And yeah, take it easy. Love you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.